This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pleasure to have this gentleman in studio with us right now, and former star at USC, former star in the National Football League, Arizona, the Raiders, Cincinnati, and that is Carson Palmer working with FedEx. We'll get to that momentarily. Good morning, Carson. Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year.
What's up?
What's up? Great to see you again, and we're looking forward. I mean, we were talking about a little bit off the air before we hopped on air, Carson. These playoffs, I mean, they're absolutely wide open. You could really see – you can see any of the games going any way this weekend. And really, legitimately, if you're a fan of any of these teams that are in the postseason, even with those buys, you can dream about getting yourself to a Super Bowl because that's that wide open. Everyone's got strengths and everyone's got weaknesses. There's no overwhelming team.
No, there's not a team that you've kind of pegged to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, the AFC is wide open. As we were talking, any one of those teams could end up in the Super Bowl. I mean, you can make a case for just about every team. Other, you know, Baltimore is going to have their hands full try to get there, but. Man, you got Andrew Luck, you got Deshaun Watson, you got Phillip Rivers, you got Tom Brady, and they like that AFC, that roster is loaded when you look at those teams. Same thing in the NFC.
You know, speaking of Lamar Jackson, right? So, like, we know he's a dynamic player, right? He's explosive out of the pocket, you know, the way he runs, and he's just he's tough to stop. He's tough to wrap up. He's just, you see guys think they have him wrapped up, and he's gone. And we've seen him struggle in the pocket a bit. I mean, how deep do you have to go, right? I mean, do you have to have that ultimate success, Carson? Like, as far as him, his play, I guess we'll see him evolve over time, or as he stays like if he stays like this, is this going to be an issue for him, in your opinion?
You know, I love watching Baltimore play. They are just salty on defense. They are physical up front. But I hate seeing a quarterback get hit like that.
Not a big guy either.
He's not lean. A big guy. You know, just knowing the NFL, you got to be able to win the game in the pocket. Yeah. Not every game. You don't have to win 16 weeks in a row in the pocket. But when it comes down to it, especially this time of year, you got to be able to stay in the pocket. And, right. And until he proves that he can win a game from in the pocket, there's always going to be questions. But he takes a lot of hits.
He does.
And
he does.
Those things add up. And he's only 22, 23 years old. But once you get to 25 and you've got 3 years or 4 years of those hits 16 weeks in a row – it's just tough to hold up. You'll slowly see if he continues to take the punishment he's been taking this year, you'll slowly see him miss 2 or 3 weeks in a row and, you know, in late October and then another game or two in November. And then, you know, just consistency is hard. It's hard to sustain that consistency when you're continuously getting hit, landed on, knocked out of bounds, taken out by linebackers when you're only, you know, 210 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, Carson, let's stay on that game. You know, Ravens and Chargers, how much do you, you know, how difficult is it to beat a team second go around the span of like 3 weeks, right? And how much do you think that helps or hurts the Ravens, the way their performance against Los Angeles in L.A., you know, on Christmas weekend?
Yeah, I think it helps San Diego just knowing, okay, we got beat up. We got pushed around. We got out-physicaled at the point of attack in that game. But we know what we can do. And we know, you know, we can come out of that game and go, okay, you know, I got beat on this play and this play. I should have done this better. It's harder on Baltimore to do it twice, to go in and just physically push a team around and you know, out-muscle them on the offensive front and the defensive front. To do that twice in a row, it's tough, and the pressure's on them. They've already done it once, so they should do it. They should do it twice, right? That's kind of what you feel as a Baltimore fan. So the pressure's on Baltimore. I think LA can go in there and, you know, play with a lot of confidence. They know what they can't do because it got them beat last time. But also, they're going to go in there and they're going to just let it all hang out. I mean, they've got nothing to lose. They're not supposed to win. They got beat last time, so I think the pressure's on Baltimore.
You know, staying with the AFC, Carson, the Colts and the Texans. So, you know, we were talking a little bit, the three of us offline, about Andrew Luck and about that offensive line the Colts have. No disrespect to the Texans. I think it's going to be a great game. But, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Everybody knows how important to a QB, and you would know this better than anybody, how important an awesome offensive line is. But like, really delve into it, Mike. Break it down a little bit. Like, how important is that, right, for your confidence to know that you got these five studs in front of you? For the most part, they got your back, and you're going to have some time to sit back, drop back, look around, and make the right choices.
If you can step into the throes in the National Football League, you've got an opportunity. I think this time of year, if you can protect, you have a good chance to continue to play each week in the playoffs. When a quarterback can step into throws as opposed to leaning on his back foot and getting hit every time he throws it just as the ball's coming out, you don't have the same zip, you don't have the same velocity, you don't have the same accuracy. But as you watch Andrew Luck play, he goes through his first read, he goes through his second read, his third read, and then he has time to take off and run. And that, it's hard to find that. It's just so hard to find a good offensive line in today's NFL. These defenses, you look at Jadeveon Clowney's and
J.J. Watt and these guys. Right.
J.J. Watt right. and Myles Garrett. These guys are coming out of college at 6'6", 270, running 4'5". And not, offensive line, you can't keep up with that.
No.
The NFL has not kept up with the production of the defensive line from an offensive line standpoint over the years. You're just seeing these guys that, you know, may have been a left guard or a center, they're going to play D-tackle.
Yeah.
As youngsters, and then they're playing in high school and college on the defensive side of the ball, because that's kind of where the glory is, and that's where the money's been. So the offensive line play has really slipped, but not in Indianapolis.
Oh, no.
Andrew Luck is getting through reads. He's stepping into throws. Yeah. He doesn't quite have the zip on the ball that he had before the arm injury, but because he can step into throws and transfer his weight, he's been accurate. He's been really tough to beat.
You know, Carson, and to stay with that, is who do you think wins that matchup? If we were to ask you this morning, you know, that front for the Houston Texans, Watts healthy, Clowney, that front seven against that Colts offensive line, because you've seen the Texans struggle in coverage in that defensive secondary, and if Luck has time, he's going to find guys, especially T.Y. Hilton. Who do you think wins that matchup tomorrow afternoon?
I think it's a pick 'em. I know that's not the answer you wanted. I saw.
I don't blame
Houston
you.
I was favored by one, but it's a pick 'em. It's a coin flip. I hate to bet against Andrew Luck. I don't want to bet against him.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson is magic. I mean, I don't
really
want to bet against Deshaun, but Deshaun has, I think, top to bottom, you want to talk about superstar players. Deshaun has more superstars around him. Hopkins is unbelievable. You talked about J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney. You know, Andrew Luck's got T.Y. Hilton and a really good offensive line. But there's just – there. You know, you got Tyrann Mathieu, the honey badger, on the other side of the ball. There's a lot of really good dynamic football players in Houston. You don't quite have that, but you have Andrew Luck in Indianapolis.
Yeah, it really is impressive. And the Seahawks-Cowboys game, we were talking earlier, Moose and I. Like, you know, what I'm looking forward for more towards the Texans-Colts game. He's kind of leaning towards that Seahawk-Cowboy game. This too. I mean, we've watched Russell Wilson, how great he's been, and his O-line, talking about O-line, has been playing excellent too. I mean, break him down a little bit, man, how special he's been for all these years.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough out. Seattle is a tough out.
They run it well.
Their turnover differential
plus 15 this year.
So what Pete Carroll's done is nothing short of amazing. Yeah. He blew that thing up. Well, first of all, he came in there, you know, 10 years ago and blew that thing up, got rid of Matt Hasselbeck, who was playing good football, and just continued and drafted his guy in Russell Wilson and Sherman, you know, Bobby Wagner. And, you know, he built this thing up. He blew it up again this year. He's got them back in the playoffs. They're a tough out. They play good defense. They run the football. Russell takes great care of the ball. He's a threat wherever he is on the field. So I really like Seattle. I mean, they're young, they're hungry, they want to prove, you know, the world wrong that, you know, we should have gotten rid of Cam and Sherman and all the older guys, and now is their time. So I think they're a tough out. But on the other side of the ball, you got Ezekiel Elliott, who is a monster. He's up for the FedEx Ground Player of the Year. He's getting my vote.
Right.
He led the league in rushing. He's a threat coming out of the backfield and screens. He's picked up pass protection, which has helped out. He's really kind of figured out the pass protection stuff and really helped Dak out a lot. But I just think Seattle is a tough out.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about Carson before we move on to the other NFC wildcard matchup. You're working with FedEx. You mentioned it. You know, three finalists for air, Drew Brees, Patrick Mahomes, Phillip Rivers. Ground is Gurley, Elliott, and the stud rookie Saquon Barkley with the Giants. And voting opens up today, closes on Thursday, January 31st at 3 p.m. Eastern time. 16th year for this, the FedEx Air and Ground Awards. Talk a little bit about your work with FedEx.
Yeah, so I was fortunate enough to win the Air Award in 2005 and 2015. This year, I got to go with Patrick Mahomes. The guy's thrown 50 touchdowns.
And again,
yeah. Ezekiel Elliott's led the league and just been a workhorse week in, week out. But it's awesome. It's the 16th year for FedEx. You know, as we mentioned, all those players are up for the award this year, and FedEx is making a $20,000 donation to the USO in the name of the air winner and the ground winner. So $40,000 go to the USO, and what the USO is doing is helping our recently retired service men and women transition into civilian life.
That's awesome.
And help them find their path and their next career. So it's a great thing FedEx is doing, and I'm honored to be here, and I'm really excited. Again, you can vote on Twitter. You can vote on NFL.com/FedEx. And like I said, I mean, I got to vote for Mahomes. 50 touchdowns. Do you realize how many touchdowns?
It's
going to
be the MVP of the league. 50 touchdown passes.
That's ridiculous. A lot of touchdown
passes. We never did it, Carson. You did it. When you're amazed by a guy throwing 50 touchdown passes.
I never got close to 50. 50's a lot of touchdowns.
That's
tugs.
A lot, man.
When we get to – you That's mentioned crazy. It earlier in terms of when you're a quarterback, if you have time, it's a lot easier to throw the ball. I saw a stat this year for Nick Foles, right, as quarterback of the Eagles. When he's not under pressure, he completes 72% of his passes. Now, my question is, can that offensive line hold up in Chicago on Sunday without a great ground game to allow Foles work his magic for the Philadelphia Eagles to advance to the divisional round?
I think Philly gets through.
You do?
Really?
I know they're big dogs, and I know it's almost a touchdown, but I just don't – Chicago's defense is great. Their running game is really, really good. I'm not buying Chicago. Philly's been there. They've done it. That defense steps up when they need to step up. They have playmate Alshon Jeffrey, Nelson Aguilar. Darren Sproles is back, and we kind of saw him get sprinkled in here and there. I really felt like they've just been waiting for the playoffs to get Darren more involved. Great screen game. And he can run the ball still inside the tackles. You're talking about the playoffs. It's lose and go home. So, you know, they're in the right situation. Their back's against the wall. Philly's been there. Chicago's got all the pressure on them. They're supposed to win. I haven't seen enough from Mitchell Trubisky to make me think that they're going to get past Philly.
I'm surprised you said that. Khalil Mack sitting there staring Foles in the eyes, huh?
Yeah, but Khalil's got to go against Jason Peters.
That's true. You're right about that.
That's a good point.
You know, how different is it? Carson, we got a couple minutes left here. How different is it, regular season to postseason intensity? You know, when you were lining up quarterback regular season, you had a lot of success, and you went to the postseason. Arizona, Cincinnati, unfortunately, ended poorly with the Bengals with the knee injury against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But how different of intensity is it to the regular season, to the postseason, what we're all going to witness this weekend?
You know, as we're sitting around hyping the playoffs up and everybody else around the country sitting around hyping the playoffs up, it's a lot bigger to us as fans. It's huge to the players, but the game's not any faster. Mm. It's a little bit more physical, maybe just a tiny bit.
So it's business as usual.
It kind of reminds me of week one. You know, week one, you're out of training camp. You're back in your own bed. You're so excited for the season. You don't have to play any more preseason games. The season's finally here. You're playing against somebody else. You're hitting somebody else. I kind of equate it to that week one game, that season opener, which everybody is so excited about and there's so much anticipation for. There's so much made of it, you know, by outsiders like us talking about it and hyping it up. From a player standpoint, you're just getting ready for you're either playing on Saturday at 1:25 or the 5:20. Like, it's another football game. It's a little bit more intensity, but not as much as we make it up to be on the outside.
You know, do you think we have about a minute here, Carson? Do you think your former coach Bruce Arians is coaching next year in the NFL?
I'd love to see him do it. I think he's probably getting really comfortable in the booth and working, you know, 2 days a week as opposed to 9 days a week like you are as a head coach in the NFL. If the right gig opens up, I know he's been public about that Cleveland job. I'd be surprised if he took it just with some of the stuff he's had going on health-wise. But the guy's a fiery competitor, and if somebody gives him the right opportunity and the numbers can work out, I could see him doing it again.
I just hope he brings more energy to the booth because you can see he's got that energy. But you
gotta cut it loose a little bit.
We're
only hearing like 20% of what he's saying. Right. There's a guy behind him with a button, slamming on that button every time he drops.
Yeah. Go to NFL.com/FedEx. Hop on Twitter. Use the hashtag #AirAndGround. The FedEx Air and Ground Awards. Three finalists for Air: Breeze, Mahomes, Rivers. Three finalists for Ground: Gurley, Elliott, Barkley. Voting opens today. Closes Thursday, January 31st at 3 p.m. Going to donate $20,000 for each winner to the USO, which is fantastic. Hey, Carson, enjoy the playoffs. Always great seeing you. Thanks for the time this
morning. Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.